It's not my day, but I just felt led to get on here just for a moment. I asked my wife to come here with me. She had no idea what I was fixing to do. So after this, if I show up to church with a black eye or something, y'all know why. Let me start this off with prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this week of Holy Week. We thank you, Lord, that this is the week, this is the weekend, that us being Gentiles, non-Jews, we gain access to you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that we can come to you in Jesus' name and ask you for whatever we want as long as it lines up with your will, Lord. And we thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This week, everybody's preparing and getting ready for Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, as we call it, you know, because Jesus was hung on the cross and he was raised 3 days later. But I just want to make sure, for those who aren't really sure how significant this Sunday is to us being Gentiles, we now have access to the throne of God through our high priest, Jesus Christ, through his blood. You see, when Jesus gave up his spirit and the veil was torn from top to bottom, it was like a man tore it, just tearing it like that. God tore it. The significance of the veil was in the Ark of the Covenant, it separated the place of the Holy of Holies from the people. Only the high priest once a year could enter that and offer sacrifice for sins. But when Jesus gave up his spirit and the veil tore, that allowed all of us to gain access to the Holy of Holies, through the throne, to the throne of God, to the throne of grace. Right? I think Paul says it best right here in Hebrews 10. I'm going to start at 19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. We not only have one high priest, and that's Jesus Christ. No. The Jewish people were God's chosen people. Jesus came that we all may have access to God. Now, so this week, the little nonsense arguments, the distractions that the world is throwing at us, let's put that aside. We should do it all the time, but especially this week, and contemplate on where would we be if we would not have access to God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's as each day something new has popped up and came up, and it's been a distraction. That's all it is, for us not to really press in and realize that not only was he just risen from the death to defeat death, God rose him from the death so he may become our high priest, so we would be sinless through the blood of Jesus in God's eyes, and we can come to the throne of grace and pray and ask whatever we want that lines up with the will of Jesus, with the will of God in Jesus' name. So, brothers and sisters, I know it's hard. I know it's hard to deal with people. I know it's hard to deal with the world. But at least this week, let's stop and give notice and give thanks and pay attention to this significant time in history to where God made a way for us to have access to him. Broken friendships, try to repair them. All of them may not be able to be repaired, but at least try. And if you can't repair them, just wipe that hatred from your heart and go to God and pray and ask that he would do the same for them. Any little nonsense arguments about this and that, they really don't amount to a hill of beans. You know, stay away from those. And if you enter one, catch yourself. Repent and give thanks. Give thanks that we can cry out to God, that we can pray to God. We can ask him to make our situation better through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because without Christ, we wouldn't have that chance. That's how significant it is. Not just because he was rose from the dead, the reason he was rose from the dead. I hope somebody got something out of this. It's just been on my heart all week. That this is the week right here, Lord. This is the week when your prophecy was fulfilled, that you would draw all people to you, not just the Jewish people. You know, and I thank you for that, Lord. So as we continue in this week, Lord, men, please just keep that on your heart and remember, whatever holding you down, whatever's holding you back, whatever frustrates you, whatever makes you have thoughts that will separate you from the will of God, stop and remember, it's through his son that we gain access to him. So whatever it is, it couldn't be more important than that. Hey guys, I love y'all. I just wanted my wife to come in and sit, because I'm going to admit, the other night we were sitting and talking, and she just broke into tears about her feeling of unworthiness. But it's because of this we're worthy. Nothing that we did, but what Jesus did on the cross that makes us worthy to go to the throne of grace, to talk to other people, because we don't know who's going through the season we're going through. We don't know the people that will be headed into the season we're going through, and we don't know who has gone through this season and who can reach out to us and help us come out of this season. Hey guys, I love all you brothers. Y'all have a blessed day.